KGB Radio, Test Episode, December 26, 2005. This is Brian Ellis with the KGB. Today is December 26, 2005, and I am joined with Tim White, current Ruble collector for, I believe, the third year in a row. He's a maniac. And Tim and I are brewing today, and we just wanted to lay some tracks and listen to how we sound and do some editing, as well as just sharing a little information on our brew day. So anyways, like I said, we're brewing today. Tim, what are we brewing?
Oh, thanks, comrade. Tim White, KGB Ruble Collector here. We're going to take on the Imperial IPA style. It's one of those American-isms, if you will. It could be called Imperial. It could be called Over the Top. But it's going to be called great when Boutique Brewing does it.
And, of course, this may be our...
The best
beer ever that the Boutique team has brewed. Well, Tim, where are we at right now? We're sitting here playing with two computers. You're doing one thing and I'm doing the other, and we got the timer in the background, and I hear a propane burner in the background.
Yeah, right, Brian. We're out here on a beautiful December winter day in South Texas, and the temperature's kicking around 68, 70 degrees. We're in short pants, t-shirt, and typical winter weather here. We've got our grains mashed in. We mashed in about 30 minutes ago, so we're in a 60-minute rest. We've got the grains resting at 156 degrees. We brought our water temperature up to 188 degrees. We put in about 36 pounds of grains from 2-0 to specialty grains. And of course, after we win the Big Batch Brew Bash, we'll publish the recipe so that all the other comrades can perhaps stand a chance of replicating our recipe. What do you think, Brian?
Oh, I think that's a challenge if anybody's out there. If you're going against the Boutique Brewing team, look out. But, Tim, we did have a problem. Got to share that.
These big beers require lots of grain, or they require some malt extract, or they require dry malt extract, or they require candy or some other sugar to get them kicked up. Well, we don't go in for any of that phony stuff. We do it ourselves. And unfortunately, we had the situation where we tried to put 36 pounds of grain along with about 8 gallons of water into a 13-gallon British kettle, and we just about ran out of room. So we're letting it rest in one of the big brew kettles, and we'll go ahead and let her do that while we get some other things cleaned up, get our sparge water ready to go, and we'll be on the fast track for doing a little roll off, a little sparging, and on to the next big deal.
Oh, boy. Well, we are having a good time here, and we hope to come back and share some more with you. We're going to sign out. Looks like my timer's 5 minutes. Got to do some washing. And we're back. Welcome back. We did finish doing what we had to do. Prepared the sparge water, did the sparge, and now we're at the end of the sparge, getting the last bit of it, of the wort, and we're starting the boil. And Tim and I are here calculating our hops. We're gonna have a lot of hops in this Imperial IPA. Tim, can I ask you exactly what did you do for the hops?
Yeah, thanks, Boo. Just put together a little spreadsheet here where we calculate the bitterness contributed by the alpha acids in the hops. So, as you know, some hops have higher degree of alpha acid, some have much less degree of alpha acid, some are intended for bittering.
Tim, what is an alpha acid? What's that do?
Well, it contributes the bitterness to the beer, and depending on how long the hop is in the boil, directly correlates with the amount of bitterness that hop will contribute. So the longer and the higher the alpha acid percentage, the more bitterness that hop will contribute. So for example, for this Imperial IPA we're going to do today, we've got a Simcoe hop. It's a neat little hop that I found out in Albuquerque. And it is a 13.8% alpha acid, and it is some kind of special hop. So we're going to put that in very early. It'll add a lot of bitterness, and it'll really try to offset that very strong malt bill that we have.
Well, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. I'm looking really forward to this beer. Unfortunately, it's going to have to lay down for a while. It is an Imperial IPA, but we do intend to enter it into the Big Batch Brew Bash. So, well, that's what we wanted to share with you at this point. We will come back and share with you where we're at on the boil, or potentially after the boil, and we will hook up with you then. Well, we're back. We had a wonderful brew session today. Tim and T, other known as T, and Boo, Brian, did another great Booty Brewing Company beer. We're sitting here after the boil is done. Everything is cleaned up. We have fermenting yeast in our carboys right now. And we're looking forward to tomorrow, seeing signs of fermentation. Tim, what did you feel the last bit of the brewing session, how it ended up?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I thought it went like clockwork. From the time that we had the sparge started until the time we finished, we had about a 70-minute sparge, which was a little bit shorter than what I think we both were thinking we needed to have. But when we looked at the gravity, the final gravity was within a hundredth or two of what our target was. I think we ended up with an OG or an original gravity of
79.
Yeah, 79. I think the calculation was for 81. But you know, as quickly as it went through the sparge, it was still enough to get the majority of the sugars out. It was interesting, that little calculation you did at the end. Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Sure. Well, we just did a little small minor calculation at the very end of the... I believe we were at 23, so we still had some sugars left, and we could have kept on sparging all the way down to 10. So, of course, that would have been a lot, much bigger pot and a lot longer boil. Tim and I usually don't consume beer throughout the whole process of making beer until we get to the boil. Today was a little different. We're in the holiday spirit. We started a couple beers. We haven't gone overboard. We had a few. I believe we started out with just a very simple beer. It was a Kolsch wheat beer that I brewed. Actually, it's a Kolsch beer, but unfortunately, it went too much wheat, so we ended up calling it a Kolsch wheat beer. But we ended up having, after that, I think we sampled the lager. Was it the Full Sail lager, the session beer?
Right, the session beer.
We had that.
And we had our people show up throughout the process. We had our fans coming by.
Yeah, Tim mentioned we had several fans come by and visit us. He had his family came by, Ashley and Lisa. He calls them brew groupies. And we had, of course, my fans, Corbin and Colby Ellis. They came in. And Jill periodically checking on to make sure I'm watching Colby and Corbin Ellis. So they're really getting into the brewing process. And I believe Corbin's science project next year is going to be on yeast flocculation.
I call Jill the brew whisperer. Those who are familiar with the Horse Whisperer and Robert Redford, and of course there's the Dog Whisperer, and Caesar Milan does a beautiful job, and Jill has of course got the thing going on with the Brew Whisperer, and she's got her own unique way of communicating with the brew session throughout the process, and it's always great to be here at Boutique Brewing.
I'm feeling the love.
Well, T, there was another beer that we shared together that you brought. You brought it from Colorado, correct? It was Breckenridge.
Breckenridge Brewing.
Okay, here's the beer talking. Breckenridge Brewing Company is in Boulder, or where is it in Colorado?
Well, I guess
could it be Breckenridge?
Intuitively,
I was seeing if I can get him on that one, but I got a joke for you.
Trick question.
That was a trick question. I got a joke for you. Say knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's there? I got gotcha.
You are the Aggie of the week.
I'm the Aggie of the week. Well, okay, we're having too much fun, so I guess we're going to go ahead and sign on out. This is Brian Ellis, and?
It's Tim White, ruble collector for the KGB.
You better keep those rubles coming. Out. Thank you for listening to KGB Radio, test episode. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed making it. I want to thank comrade Tim White, ruble collector of the KGB, for joining me. KGB Radio is hosted by the Kirkendall Grand Brewers, a homebrew club in Houston, Texas. We have over 150 members, and we thought to share our knowledge, what we know, to help homebrewers like you better their beer. We hope to have our first episode by the end of the month, but until then, come join the party by visiting the KGB website at www.thekgb.org. That's THEKGB.org. Cheers!